Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another short little bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for downloading this. And thank you to my sponsors at quantumhypno.co.uk, link below. Do check it out. And today, well, it's Monday, Thursday, isn't it? And did you see that King Charles has made an appearance by a video message for the Monday, Thursday service in Worcester Cathedral? The King praises those who, quote, extend the hand of friendship, especially in a time of need. Okay, not sure what that means. The King, who is being treated for cancer, will not be attending, and Queen Camilla will hand out the traditional Maundy money on his behalf. The number of recipients always matches the age of the monarch. So it's going to be 75 men and women who will receive this symbolic gift. What about the trans? What about the trans? Oh, my God. King Charles is a transphobic bigot. He didn't include the trans. Anyway, his message says there's going to be a Bible reading in it. It was recorded in mid-March, by the way. It's worth pointing out. So recorded a couple of weeks back. He says, there's a Bible reading, which I agree with, and a call for the nation that we need and benefit greatly from those who extend the hand of friendship to us, especially in a time of need. So we should all apparently care for each other. Well, all right, Charles, we didn't know that. Thanks for that revelation. Here's the thing that that strikes me as being interesting. As I say, I haven't seen the video, but I'm looking at a still image of the video. And King Charles looks very dapper in his one of that sort of blue striped suit that he seems to favor, very crisp looking tie, shirt and tie. The thing about it is, though, he has been receiving chemo for, I think it's about something like 6 weeks. And his hair looks exactly the same. And I'm not sure what the side effects of the chemo he's receiving are. I don't know. I know there's different types of treating chemo these days. But, you know, ordinarily, when you see people who have been receiving chemo and radiotherapy, they're kind of, you can recognize them because of the impact it has in their bodies. You know, the chemo and radiotherapy are pretty destructive therapies. Now, they may work, they may not work. I'm not going to comment on that particular thing in this podcast, but they take a toll on those people who tend to have them, I think. So I'm really surprised that Charles and indeed Kate, or Princess Catherine for that matter, seem to be getting the chemo that doesn't mean that you lose your hair and that doesn't seem to affect you, which is strange. I'll just put it like that. I'll leave it like that. I think it's strange when I go out and about and I see people, you know, with, especially women, it's more noticeable with, I suppose, and they've obviously lost their hair. It does strike you. And of course, with men, it's no different as well. So I am curious as to what form of chemo that the royals are actually getting. Assuming that they are getting chemo. They both stated that they were getting chemo. So this is not idle speculation. I'm simply repeating that which they said. And I'm wondering, well, if this chemo which they're getting is effective, doesn't cause hair loss, and isn't apparently anyway as destructive as that which the ordinary plebs get, well, shouldn't the ordinary plebs be getting it as well? Why can't we know that information? Well, you know, and then people will say, well, it depends on the form of cancer. And I understand that. I know there's many different types of cancer. But again, since the palace refuses to tell us what form of cancer King Charles has, and since we're not allowed to know what form of cancer Princess Catherine has, all we can do is speculate. And it seems to me that it's quite coincidental that both of them seem to have different or maybe the same form of cancer, but that apparently it can be treated without invasive / destructive chemo. You know, one of the things about allopathic medicine is that it works, some of it at any rate seems to work on the principle that if you go in and you destroy things, then that's going to make things better. I'm not sure that's the case. Yes, I know they're going to turn around and say, well, if we can shrink a tumor by doing this, that, and the other, then, you know, that's going to be good. And if it works for people, that's also fine. Don't get me wrong. But I just find that if I'm looking at an image of King Charles, a couple of months into chemo, compared to what he looked like beforehand, he looks the same. Now, of course, they could touch up the photograph. And of course, you don't get to see everything. I'm just looking at his face. So perhaps, you know, elsewhere, the damage of the treatment is more obvious. And also to point out that regardless of the form of chemo he and Catherine are having, I wish them both full recovery. I also want to make that absolutely clear. You know, it's not, contrary to what the Daily Mail says, it's not trolling the royals when one asks questions about exactly what's going on. A lot of people, I suspect, looking at images of Kate and Charles, will wonder, how come they've got chemo, they're getting chemo, and they all look, well, Kate doesn't look so good, to be fair. She looked more unwell. Charles looks remarkably well for someone whom it is alleged has a form of pancreatic cancer. I find that, maybe that's not true now, but that's been alleged anyway. And since the palace won't tell us, we just have to, you know, let's have that. That could be a working assumption. It could be, couldn't it? So yeah, Charles anyway, 2 months on from chemo and apparently never looking better. It's a funny old world.